Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Gary is able to cover the half score, the takedown, goes right in for the Turk, gets the turn, up 9-1, looking for near fall here, 140 to go. In the second period, this is 106-pound Flash Conference Championship. Going to get some near fall here, I would think. Here comes the 4, 13-1. Nice 7-point move there for Burkhalter with the takedown and the near fall. Looks to his coaches, wondering what to do, but I didn't even give him an answer. So he continues to wrestle, tries to put Nesky on his back with a cradle. Nesky's able to break that hold. And Burkhalter is in control in the top. Continues to flatten out Nesky. Nesky's got a hand control now. He tries to stand up. Burkhalter sitting on his right leg and not able to clear that foot. Seconds to go in the second period. 13-1 lead here. And we got a pin down there on the far mat in our third place match. That would be William Craddock of Lancaster with a pin. In 2 minutes and 18 seconds over Blake Faust of Dodgeville. Seconds to go for Burkhalter and Wisniewski. 12-point lead for Burkhalter. Looking to add some more team points to their lead there for the Pointers. Not much of a lead, but they still have a lead over Fenimore. I don't know if Fenimore's got anybody else left to wrestle? I believe they have one more in, they don't have one more in the finals. But, of course, they have some pretty good wrestlers coming up. Bassett, Birchman, some others. Burkhalter's got the takedown at near fall. He doesn't get the pin. He's going to get the tech fall. There is the pin. Mark Parrott slaps the mat. With a pin and 429 for Memphis Burkhalter. Meanwhile, Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale is just taking the lead here to start the third period, 6-5. 6-5 with 2 minutes on the clock. Finish this match out here, Phil. Want to finish this? All right, sure. We'll stick around here as Wyatt gets another takedown. Looking tough here. This match on his feet. Good offense. Increases his lead 9-5. 140 to go. Wyatt Schramm still controls behind the elbow. And he's trying to flatten out Achenbach, afraid of Sheen. Two freshmen, 21-20 Achenbach is. Schramm, 21-7 for the Riverdale Chieftains. Schramm just got control of the hips, able to keep Achenbach flattened out as Achenbach does work back up to his face. Schramm's got a good tight waist there, controlling the hip. Under a minute to go with a 4-point lead. Gonna have to get off to the side here. Don't want to get called for stalling now. Achenbach is able to come to his feet, turns and faces, but Wyatt Schramm drops back down to the leg, takes him to the mat. Now we got a wizard move here for Achenbach. He's trying to break free. Now Wyatt's got a limp arm out. Easier said than done. He set up off the mat. There's going to be the reversal for Achenbach. Down to 15 seconds. Now you just got to stay off your back, Wyatt. Up by two yet. There you go. I don't know if there's been any warning called, any stalling, as we were focused on the other mat. But he can just ball up there because that's the end of the match. 9-7 victory. Congratulations to Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale. The champion at 106, Memphis Burkhalter, Mineral Point. Runner-up, Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland. William Prattville of Lancaster is third. Blake Faust of Dodgeville fourth. Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale fifth at 106 pounds. Let's take a break. Be back with more in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Well, the championship match is over at 113 pounds. I guess if Shane Rashawn wanted some airtime, he would have slowed things down a little bit. But the Dodgeville sophomore picks up his second conference championship in a pin time of 125 over Hunter Reed, a sophomore from Prairie du Chien. Both these guys placed at the Bi-State. Of course, Rashawn won it and is in a class by himself. He will be atop the podium a bit later this afternoon. Other placement matches going on right now at 113 pounds. The third place, Lennon Ewerts of Mineral Point, Carson Bassett of Fenimore. That is a 7-0 lead right now for Bassett. Boy, he really recovered well, didn't he, after bowing out earlier in the day? What we're referring to is the semifinal. They held Bassett out. He didn't even wrestle Shane Rashawn. So then went into the consolation bracket, defeated Caden Stibbe of Richland Center, and now has a big lead over Mineral Point's Lennon Ewert. And Bassett looks like third place is ahead for him at 113 pounds. Speaking of Caden Stibbe, the Richland Center freshman is wrestling freshman James Schramm of Riverdale. Be a good one for us to pick up on, David. Let's do that. Fifth place, Schramm and Stibbe, scoreless midway through.
Yeah, two local programs that we like to focus on. Again, two more young freshmen, future of these programs here James Schramm, 30 and 13. And Caden Sibby, 24 and 16. So good seasons for these young guys here. Battling for fifth place of the conference tournament. Continuing to prepare for the regional tournament. And it's 0-0. We're 30 seconds to go in the second period here, so good match. James Schramm, twin brother of Wyatt Schramm. I wonder if they wrestled off for a certain weight, or they just said, you wrestle here and I'll wrestle there.
I think James won the wrestle-offs earlier in the season, and then they had a chance, a couple different tournaments, for both of them to wrestle at the same weight.
Yep.
And then with the absence of Wyatt McGuire, who was the Riverdale 120-pounder throughout most of the season, they moved Hunter Wilkinson up to 113, from 113 to 120, and this way both the Schramm boys can be in the lineup.
Schramm, James Schramm does take the lead, 1-0 here. We're into the third period now. So he's in control over Caden Sibby of Richland Center. Sibby trying to keep his base there, trying to get an escape. They're wrestling on the edge of the mat, and now they go off. Right side of the circle as they make their way back to center circle. Ethan Haney of Richland Center, he's on deck at 120. He's down in front of us here warming up. He's had a stellar day. .125 to go in this match here. 113-pound fifth-place match. Still a 1-0 lead for James Schramm. As James is able to continue to ride, burning the clock here for Caden. Caden's looking to get a reversal there, but got the head and the arm. James is able to keep his knees up on the mat, bust that headlock. Fortunately for him, he was able to get out of that, because otherwise Caden was going to get a reversal and back points. We could continue to battle here, 1-0, 40 seconds to go. As the clock ticks towards zero, Caden Sibby is aware he's got a score here. James has to ride him out here, continue to be aggressive on top, looking for moves. No reason for the official to warn him for stalling. Work the edge of the mat like he's doing. Edge of the mat is your friend at late in a match like this. If you start to get in trouble, you just got to get off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
9 seconds on the clock. 1-0 lead for James Schramm. Off the whistle, Caden tries to do a stand-up. James is able to return him right back to the mat. And the seconds are going to tick off. And it will be a 1-0 fifth-place victory for James Schramm at 113 pounds.
And the remaining match is in the waning moments as well. That's for third place at 113. And Carson Bassett of Fenimore jumped out to that 7-0 lead. We'll win it by the score of 9-0. Your place winners, Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville, the champion. Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien, the runner-up. Third place to Carson Bassett of Fenimore. Fourth to Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point. Fifth place belongs to James Schramm of Riverdale, just ahead of Caden Stibbe of Richland Center. And Lancaster's Lane Hendricks scored a fall in the final in the seventh place match. Well, we're ready for Richland Center as lone finalist, 120-pound weight classes here, and that means senior Ethan Haney of Richland Center against freshman Liam Carey of Mineral Point. Take it away, David.
Should be a good match for Ethan. He's got a good freshman here from Mineral Point, 33-8. Ethan, a senior at 37-5, but Ethan has looked good today.
He's in trouble here, possibly giving up the takedown. And on his back, he got himself in a tough position here. He's got to fight through this as he's given up three, and he is giving up near fall. A freshman from Menlo Point got him in a tough spot here. Gotta just keep that left shoulder up and try to rotate through. Liam Carey, a freshman, long, lengthy arms and legs on him, similar build to Ethan. One minute to fight through this for Ethan. Oh, boy. These two are in different weight classes at the Bi-State. They have not met each other. They exchanged pleasantries, but it's been all Liam Carey.
There he is. Ethan is able to work through that. He's working to his belly, gives up the takedown and the near fall. 35 seconds to go in the first period, down 7-0. Now it's time to regroup. Battle back through this. You can just sit still there, battle through this. Don't let him turn you again, down to 10 seconds. And a shell shock to Hornet coaching staff there. Gets through that period, down 7-0, and now he's got some work ahead of him. He looks confident, though. He defers the choice to Liam. Liam's going to take the bottom position, the freshman.
Katie earlier today with a first period fall against Austin Schulte of Darlington Blackhawks, and then scored a technical fall 15-0 over sophomore Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Liam Carey, to get to the finals as the number 3 seed, defeated Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale in the quarterfinals and then posted a 9-3 win over junior Cade Birchman of Fenimore in the semifinal match.
He's got a leg right in. Now he's trying to get a turn here. Power half on the far side. He's got good deep power half. Now he's got to stretch that out. Got to get some near fall here. He's got a lot of time on the clock. Over a minute 20 to go as he's got Liam all stretched out. He's got to get those shoulders exposed. Tough on top is Ethan. I don't get it too high. Comes back, gets back in the hip, kind of regroups. Keeps that deep half Nelson in with a far press. But Liam is so long and lengthy. He's got a lot of leverage with those long legs. And Ethan just couldn't turn in there. He's kind of regrouping now. Keeping Liam flat on the mat. Down by 7 is Ethan Hady of Richland Center. He's got a lot of work. There's a warning call there, I believe, against Liam Carey. Now he's got the arm bar across. Going to keep him flattened out. Breaking down as Liam was able to come back to his knees. But Ethan flattened him back out. Now he's sticking his left elbow in the air, trying to get the arm bar locked up with across the body. Liam is laying on his belly, not opening up much. Now he comes up to his knee there. Ethan trying to get a tilt. He's got to get some near fall. He's going to run out of time. So close. So close. Now he's going to go neutral. Still down by 7. We're in the third period, folks, here. 120-pound championship match. Ethan Hady, the senior of Richland Center, up against the freshman Liam Carey from Menlo Point. On neutral position. They're on their feet. Ethan's got to get himself a takedown here. Get some points on the board. Get something started. Now he's going to give up another takedown. A good counter move there for Carey. He's able to defend that deep takedown chance there for Ethan, and tough match here for Ethan, down 10-0 now to the freshman from Menlo Point.
He's been still battling through here with a minute to go. He's not giving up, folks. Wrestling hard. Tough match for him, but he knows what's out in front of him here the rest of the season. He's got a lot to work forward to. Continue to work hard. 53 seconds, down 10-0. Giving up near fall as he tries to do a roll through, but controlled by Carey to add more to the score. Four more now, up 14-0. 35 seconds to go. Liam Carey, just a freshman, but boy, he's not wrestling like a freshman. He's been tough on his feet, making it hard on the bottom for Ethan to open up to score at all, even on his feet to score at all. Ethan's attempted shots, but Carey is able just to counter everything he's tried and score it off him, and not just to counter a defense, but to counter and score. Like a pick six in football, a big move there for Liam Carey as a freshman as he defeats Ethan Hady, the senior, 14-0 for a final. Tough loss for Ethan, but boy, he's got to stay positive. He's got a lot to wrestle for yet this season. Come back to practice on Monday and be ready to work hard. I know he's disappointed. Keep your head high, buddy. Tough loss for Ethan. Boy, he really had a dominating second period. He just didn't get any points on
it.
Riding and working for near fall points, but they just didn't come. And credit Liam Carey for that.
Tough freshman. Liam Carey, watch for him in the future.
Well, third place belongs to Cade Birchman of Fenimore, an 8-2 win. And the fifth place match is still going. There's 9 seconds left, and it looks like Hunter Wilkinson is going to walk away with this one over Nolan Van Schindel. 13-4 is the final, and Riverdale takes fifth place in three straight lightweight classes.
And a good mat for those boys.
All right. The 126-pound weight class is coming up. We have four more championship bouts to go. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Well, Mineral Point starting to pull away a bit. And the team scores, David Werman. We're up to 201 points for the Pointers. It's now an 18-point advantage over Fenimore. And Iowa Grand Highland in third place, 50 points out of first place. Prairie du Chien, Belmont Flatville round out the top five. The win for Shane Rashan solidifies Dodgeville's hold on sixth place right now. And they have a chance to move up as Rhett Spurley, a sophomore, is on the championship mat. He takes on freshman Briggs Weigel of Belmont Flatfield. Some of their other wrestlers from our immediate area are in placement matches. Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland goes for third against Kevin Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Mineral Point's Elliot Kite is on the fifth place mat against Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore. And wrestling for seventh, Quinn Puzan of River Valley against Evan Sigafoos of Darlington Blackhawk. Well, that'll bring some cheers from the crowd, David.
Yeah, looks like Mineral Point, he gets a pin there for Elliot Kite. And 254. Bill, we got a good match here, our championship match. Don't know this freshman from Belmont Flatville, but Briggs Weigel, he is tough. He's 2-2 match here, and we've seen Rhett Spurley wrestle before, and he's a stud in his own right. But 2-2 match here, Spurley as a sophomore. Briggs, as a freshman, has given everything he's got here, 42-5. So it looks to be a good match here at 126. And 1 minute to go in the second period with a tied score, 2-2. Briggs Weigel is on the top position as he is riding with a leg ride, reaching across, trying to grab underneath the far elbow.
Well, one thing in his favor, he's the younger brother of Dylan Weigel. And we know how strong he is. I think both Weigels placed third or fourth at the bi-state, placed very high, and Spurley did not wrestle there, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did wrestle.
Okay.
It was Hawken Peterson that didn't wrestle at the bi-state.
Yeah, so we're down to 25 seconds here in a good match, and 25 seconds in the second period in a good match here at 126 pounds. Again, Weigel in the top position is just heavy on the head, tight on the hip, keeping the hips flattened out, really making it difficult for Spurley to get any space to clear and to get an escape or a reversal. And now they're going to go off the edge of the mat with 1 second on the clock. Very impressed with some of these young wrestlers today as freshmen. We've seen a few of them, and you know, they may not be battle-tested at the high school level, but they're certainly not afraid to face some of these tough kids, some studs, you know, and fight through it. And, I mean, Ethan Hades, a wrestler in his own right, too, and Liam Carey took it right to him. And he's a freshman for Mineral Point, and Weigel is able to get the escape to start the third period, so he goes up 3-2 now. Al Spurley is probably in his best position on his feet anyway.
These two were in opposite brackets at the bi-state, same weight class. Weigel, the freshman, took fourth. Spurley finished fifth. So they're both very well qualified.
Yeah. No takedown is coming easy for Spurley as he is again in a deep single, but boy, he just can't get his hips under him. As Weigel is able to keep everything flattened out, he's draped over the top, he's got the ankles, potentially dangerous, and is able to move on here. 117,
to go in this third period. It's going to be fun to watch these guys as the weekends progress. Burley is again on a deep single leg behind the knee. Hips a little better under him. Now he comes to his feet, tries to drop back down, but again, Weigel is just draped over the top. Heavy hip, forcing that head to the mat. Now he reaches through. I don't know what you call this move, but a little spaghetti move, and looks to me like Burley trying to step over, but Weigel, he might get the takedown. There's the takedown, and he does. He's going to go up now by 4, 6-2, 35 seconds to go. Again, another good freshman. We talked about Belmont Platteville earlier. We've seen those guys. Were they not at the Richmond Center tournament?
Belmont Platteville,
yeah. Yep. And been impressed with the few times we've seen him. And he's a good freshman for their lineup. He is 15 seconds away from a pin, beating a very good Brett Spurley, the sophomore from Dodgeville. 5 seconds to go, and it looks like it's going to probably be a 6-4 as Spurley gets a late reversal, but a 6-4 victory for Drake Weigel, Belmont Platteville. Tough freshman. Good sportsmanship by Spurley. He missed this tournament last year. So did Briggs Weigel. Of course, he was in eighth grade last
year.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not in Minnesota.
Your place winners at 126, Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville, the champion. He is a freshman. Sophomore Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville places second. Third to Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern, who avenged the loss earlier in the day to Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland, who placed fourth. Fifth place to Elliot Kite of Mineral Point as he pinned Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore. And seventh place, Evan Sigafoos of Darlington Blackhawks scored a pin against Quinn Puzan of River Valley, who placed eighth. Let's keep it here. Riverdale is on the championship mat once again in the form of sophomore Lakota Brewer, his opponent, junior Porter Cussman of Prairie du Chien.
Should be a good match here for you folks at 132 pounds. Brewer's got the first takedown, and he releases Austin. He gets the easy one here, so a 3-1 lead for Brewer. And he's going to give up a takedown this time as Austin gets a takedown. So reversal of the score here is now 4-3 in favor of Austin. 1:13 to go in the first period as Brewer comes to his feet, trying to stay in bounds because he's going to get a reversal, and he 2-point near fall awarded there by Mason McCauley. Back in control with a 1-point lead, 5-4, under a minute to go in the first period. Controlling on top, working the wrist underneath. Good heavy hip, pressure in the back of the head. Dakota Brewer, a sophomore for Riverdale Chieftain. His record at this moment is 35-6. Porter Kaufman, a junior for Prairie du Chien, a record of 15-12. They did go off the edge of the mat with 30 seconds. They reset in the middle. Still a 1-point lead for Brewer. He needs to keep those hips flat on the mat. Keep Kaufman flattened down on the mat. Working side to side. He's got the arm bar. Now he's looking to get the other one. Maybe a wrist or a half. Now he's got the near wrist. Kaufman is able to work up to his base, and that's the end of the period. 5-4 in favor of Brewer. Place is going to be Kaufman. He looks to choose down. Lakota circles back and he's going to cover the right side.
chops the arm off the whistle, ties up that wrist, near side coffee grinder right into an arm bar. Hoffman is able to break it out, pulls out front. It's tight waist action there, keeps that hip down. Now he's doing a spiral. Spiral breaks down. Hoffman fights through that, keeps his base nice. Gets a, pulls on the hip, gets in behind. It's a first chin drop here. Brewer is certainly active, going from one move to another. Good offensive wrestler here, up by one. Just over a minute to go in the second period now. Brewer continues to work on top. Boston not able to clear his hips. Very similar to Ethan Haiti. Just couldn't get any space between him and the opponent to be able to get any space to score. As the top guy is doing a good job of keeping everything covered in tight, working the wrists all the time, pressure on the back of the head. Pulling on the hip. Making it really tough on the bottom wrestler when he just can't maintain his base that whole period, essentially the whole second period. It's just hard to wrestle from that position, and it's hard on your body mentally and physically. As Lakota continues to pound on the back of the head there, looking for a half Nelson power half. Reaching for the wrist. And that's the end of the period with a, no points scored, but a 5-4 lead there still for Lakota. Good period for him. Now he's going to be in the bottom position. I mean, credit to Kaufman there. He never got turned, but he just could never keep his face. Now Lakota's got to do just the opposite. He's got to work and stay on his face, clear those hips, score a point, get back on your feet and wrestle takedown. Okay, caught in the cradle there. Brace those hands. Keep that leg hooked. There you go. Broke the arms. He's going to come out on top. Got himself caught in the cradle, but he was able to break through it. He got the reversal to go up by 3-7-4. Now ride him out like he did the whole second period here. If he had riding time like the college, he'd have a that taken care of easily. And he continues to keep the pressure on Kaufman. The junior from Prairie du Chien down by 3. Lakota Brewer, Riverdale Chieftain. We're going to have a warning now on Lakota. It's all right. Under a minute. Got to be smart here. Don't want to give up any reversals here. If he gets in trouble, give him the one. Tough on your feet. Continues to work the wrist. Pulling that ankle. Trying to keep him flattened out, which he does. He flattens him back out. Now we're under 40 seconds. This is 132-pound. Our championship match here. It's a few weight classes left, working our way back to one towards 150.
Riverdale already has one champion in Grant Matthews, and Brody Meese is in the on-deck circle. No team can have more than three champs in this tournament, but possibly the Riverdale Chieftains could have three.
Final seconds here as Lakota Brewer is working his way to a championship conference. 7-4. Congratulations to Lakota Brewer.
Nicely done. Lakota Brewer, the champion. 7-4. Porter Kaufman of Prairie du Chien is the runner-up. Did you get the third-place score there? Springer and Buxton?
Buxton 6-0.
Bryce Buxton of Cuba City Benton Southwestern takes third over Sammy Springer of Mineral Point, who is fourth. Eli Aird of Darlington Blackhawks takes fifth. There was no match. He wins by medical forfeit from Iowa Grand Highlands' Hayden Altman, who places sixth. And seventh belongs to Sawyer Swadek of Fenimore. He scored a pin against Dodgeville's Leo Hansen. Here we are at 138, the penultimate match. And in the finals, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Flatville takes on Brody Meese of Riverdale, the top two seeds here. We saw Dylan's brother a little while ago against Ethan Hady. We'll see how Dylan fares against Brody Meese of the Riverdale team.
No freshman on this match here, two juniors. Great record, Dylan Weigel, 42-4. Brody Meese, 33-3. Battling for first place here, 138 pounds. No score on the clock. We're 45 seconds into the first period. Those guys are tied up here, circling the middle. Working that elbow is Brody, looking for an arm tie. Dylan working the same thing, really. Both guys, now he goes underneath for a single leg arm. Brody's able to block that. Buries that shoulder into the back of his head. Stops that. Both guys work back to the feet. Readjust. Work their way to the center. Ooh, nice ankle pick there for Dylan Weigel. What a beautiful ankle pick. Just had the back of the head, and he drops down to an ankle and just shoves the head and pulls the ankle and puts Brody right on his backside to score the first takedown. Brody Meese is now down 3-0 with 25 seconds. Got a little work here. Start by an escape. Work up to your feet. There you go. You got the one. See if he scores a takedown before the end of the period. Block that same ankle pick that time. Weigel comes in for a good head time. Drops low on the ankle. Brody's able to block it. There's a little head chuck. Brody's able to stop that. Ooh, nice. Ooh. Almost had himself a takedown. Well, shucked the head by and is able to cover the hip, but score takedown with the defensive wrestler on all fours, but Dylan did not have both hands on the mat, so there was no takedown allowed. So at the end of one, it's 3-1 in favor of Dylan Weigel. Start the second period, Brody Meese will start down. We're going to have a false start. Caution against Brody. They'll get reset. Weigel will cover, and he buttons out Brody right off the whistle. Sitting on that ankle, making it hard for Brody to clear. Now Brody is able to clear, comes up to his base. Yeah, work those hands underneath, try to cut through that. He's working his way back up as Weigel is a little high. Brody's able to come to his feet. Oh, Weigel does a lift and returns him to the mat at the far edge of the mat. Weigel continues to control the hip. There's a little hip toss for Brody, but they're going to go off the edge of the mat near the floor. 1:12 to go in the second period, 2-point lead for Weigel. Our other matches show Mason Hurd leading for third place, 6-1 over Conan Breimeyer. Mason Stallion of Mineral Point, he's leading 7-0 for fifth place.
And the seventh place match is over. Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highlands scored the pin. A quick one against Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center. Kyle places eighth for the Hornets.
40 seconds to go in the second period. 1 point escape there now for Brody, so he's within one. Got to get his head inside. He's got the underhook on his left side. Excuse me, he's got an overhook. Trying to throw. Almost had it.
a little tighter hold would have been better, but able to recover, doesn't give anything up. Doesn't get the takedown, but he doesn't give up the takedown either. It wasn't a little desperation throw there. As we're down to 10 seconds in the second period. No takedown as Dylan Weigel nearly got a takedown at the end of the second period, but it's going to be a 3-2 lead going into the third period, as I believe Weigel will be in the bottom position.
Fun watching these young officials, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mason McCauley, Ryan McGuire, Riley Cade. We've made friends with the veterans over the years, and it's going to be a sad day when they step away, but we're glad we've got some of these young ones.
So Brody gives up the free take or a free escape. So he's down by two and got to fight through and get this takedown. It does give him the takedown. He's in a tough spot here, but he does get the takedown. Yeah, there you got to just get off the edge of the mat. And good job there for Brody. He was awarded the takedown. They're right in front of the scores table. He's on his backside with Weigel sitting right on his belly. But he did get the takedown, and fortunately he was able to get the mat. Because otherwise he was going to give up a reversal right off the bat. And now he's scrambling not to give up a reversal here. But he's going to. Score going back and forth. 6-5 lead now for Weigel. Brody's just got to fight to stay off his back here as Dylan Weigel takes the lead. 6-5. We are right at a minute to go in this match here, 138 pounds. Brody Meese is down by one. He's working to his feet as Weigel is able to return him back to the mat. Now he comes up, gives up the escape. There we're tied. Tied, 44 seconds on the clock, 6-6. Weigel has been good on his feet with takedowns. Brody did score a takedown this period here. He's got an overhook, but I think he wants to get his head on the other side. As Weigel is able to drop down in, got the single leg, puts Brody on his backside, gets the takedown, takes a three-point lead here with 18 seconds on the clock. Good match here, guys. Final seconds here. He's trying to get away as Brody Meese. Down by three, but he's going to run out of time here the last couple seconds. Good match at 138 pounds, but the victory is going to go to the junior from Belmont Platteville with a win, 9-6 over Brody Meese of Riverdale.
Well, the Weigel brothers win titles today. Dylan, the junior, Briggs, the freshman. Congratulations to them. Brody Meese, a runner-up again for the Riverdale Chieftains. Tough loss for him. Mason Scullion of Mineral Point did win that fifth-place match over at Taryn Crowley of Fenimore, a major decision for him. Third place still on the line, but a nice lead, 10-6 for Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien. Make that 12-6 over Connor Brimeyer of Cuba City of Benton Southwestern. I think, David, we're going to send it away. And we want to be back for this final championship match, which could be the match of the day. Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, a pair of two-time conference champions. We'll have that for you next. The championship final, the final match of the tournament, coming up next. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
WRCO. I believe earlier some stat wizard who's supposed to have things in line said no team could have more than 4 individual champs at this tournament. He was wrong. So if you see Bill Twining, tell him, there is a chance Mineral Point could get a 4th titleist if Rowan Carey wins this match against Hawk and Peterson of Dodgeville. Dodgeville looking for its 2nd title. Both Peterson and Carey are 2-time conference champs. Peterson has never lost in his high school career. He is a junior, and he goes in for a single leg takedown on Rowan Carey. David taking the rest of the roll.
Yeah, he's deep on a single leg, and trying to keep Carey on the mat is Peterson. But Carey's not going to give up this takedown as he's low on a single ankle. But Carey is keeping things stretched out as Hawken is fighting to stay on the mat. Carey is fighting not to get called for stalling here. But he's great balance there. Two tough wrestlers here as they still continue to work the edge of the mat there, not giving anything up. But Peterson continues to work for that takedown. We are about a minute into the match here. There's the takedown awarded now for Peterson as he's able to cover the hip. And they're going to go off and reset the 3-0 lead here for Hawken Peterson. 53 seconds to go in this first period. We started with a great match at 150, and we're going to end with a great match at 144.
Someone must have planned it that way.
I bet somebody did. Carey gets the easy escape as Peterson just lets him go. Peterson is controlling the tempo here, working him to the edge of the mat. They go off the edge. They go right back to the middle. Working the center circle. Guys sizing each other up here. 3-1 lead. Head snap there for Peterson. I know Carey likes to wrestle a little upper body. Now he's trying to stand Peterson up there, but Peterson's able to back out. Circles right back towards Carey, controls that right elbow. Working the edge of Peterson. Off the edge of the mat, right in front of the scorer's table. We'll reset here that's the end of the first period. Red's going to defer. Peterson defers. Carey's choice is going to go down. Start of the second period here. 3-1 lead for Peterson. 1 takedown, 1 escape for Carey.
The other match is going on for third place. Colton Tollison of Fenimore wrestles Jackson Perkins. Prairie du Chien. Oliver Harkis, Belmont Platteville for fifth place against River Valley's Mason Schulte. And for seventh, Colton Williams of Iowa Grand Highland. Rucker Weisskircher of Darlington Blackhawk.
Another skate for Rowan Carey. 3-2 now lead for Peterson. A couple attempts there at a shot for Carey. Starting to get Peterson to move a little bit. Picking up the tempo here a little bit. Both wrestlers very aggressive. Not afraid to shoot takedowns. Attempt there for Carey, and Peterson's able to come around, but Carey comes up to his feet. Now Peterson drops down to a single leg dump there, gets him on his backside, covers the hip. Three more for the takedown for Peterson.
This is a young man from Dodgeville that wrestled in the state final last year at 113. He's up five weight classes to 144 and still dominant, still unbeaten.
And he's not fat. he's put on some muscle over the offseason. And I'm sure he grew some in height. But he's put together out there at 144 pounds with a three-point lead on Carey.
And Rowan Carey, not only a two-time conference champ, he is a three-time state runner-up. You're looking ahead. These two boys will be in different divisions come tournament time.
They do go off the edge of the mat with 7 seconds here. Rowan is taking some deep, deep shots here. Low ankle shots, but Peterson is able to just defend those. Quick on his feet. Going to be Peterson's choice. He's going to go neutral.
Mason Schulte of River Valley takes fifth place with an 8-4 win over Oliver Harkus of Belmont Platteville. In fact, that avenges a quarterfinal defeat when Harkus beat Mason Schulte 9-0. So he'll go home smiling about this one.
140 to go in this match. Carey continues to take attempts, just not able to get in deep. Peterson counters himself right down to a low ankle. Low ankle trying to come up around the hip. Carey's not an easy guy to take down. We've seen that over the years. We're going to have a stalemate as Peterson's on a low ankle there. Three-point lead for Hawken Peterson, the junior from Dodgeville, the Dodgers. A lot of respect for both wrestlers out there of each other. I'm sure of that. It's got the history to deserve it. As Phil mentioned, Hawken has not lost in his career in high school, correct?
Correct.
Rowan is a three-time runner-up, state runner-up.
Yes.
Very good resumes here. Two wrestlers that are certain to make the state tournament, and if all goes well, make the state finals again. We'll be down there in Madison enjoying watching those two wrestle as we're down to the final 20 seconds here with a 6-3 lead for Peterson. Karen continues to make attempts at takedowns, but there's a warning call in against Peterson as he just backs away, keeps his distance. Carey's trying to get in for a throw. He's got to try something. He knows he's short on time, and he's going to run out. And a nice victory there for Hawken Peterson as he continues his undefeated career with a win over a very good Rowan Carey, a senior from Minnow Point, by a score of 6-3.
He goes 6 minutes with Hawken Peterson. That's a win, too, Dave.
Well, we went 6 minutes just now.
You know what? And we've already qualified for the state tournament.
Yeah.
How about that? There's two matches remaining at 144, those for third and seventh.
You wouldn't know it, by the way. The crowds are leaving. 48 seconds down there, Bill. 8-3.
Collison's in the lead. Colton Collison of Fenimore over Jackson Perkins of Prairie du Chien. That's for third place. The other one is a 7-3 match, and scoring more is Iowa Grand Highlands' Colton Williams. 30 seconds to go on that one, and he gets the pin. 4:28, the pin time for Colton Williams. Final 10 seconds on our other match there. Colton Collison continues to lead 8-3 over Jackson Perkins of Prairie du Chien. And it's looking like that will be our final, 8-3 for Collison of Fenimore. It's all over, but the prattle of the PA announcer for 7 weight classes coming up. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll have the final team scores and hopefully the announcement of the most valuable wrestler as our tournament coverage winds down. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university.